problem. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I believe that we have to have a little time out here with the situation in Japan. I don't think there should be a mad rush to say nuclear power generation is bad. I think we need a time out to take a look at it. And I'm sure we'll have the experts tell us some of the things that could have been done better. I mean, if there were ever a focus on the perfect storm, this is it. But that having been the case, the perfect storm has hit, and we're looking at the damage that it caused. But I think there will be some activities and hearings. I think there's nothing wrong with that as it relates to nuclear power. But I think the main issue is let's just not be rambunctious. Let's take our time.
Well, it's the first time in a long time I've agreed with Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, who thinks even after what happened in Japan, it's too early to rush to condemn nuclear energy. That wholeheartedly makes sense. What do you think? 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen to overview the Japan situation, the nuclear problems, the debate, the discussion from radio and television, and this has become very political as well. On CNN, Piers Morgan talked to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson and also the former head of the CIA, James Woolsey, about what the situation in Japan ought to be teaching us about nuclear power.
What does this mean for the American nuclear energy project?
Well, it's going to be tough days ahead for the nuclear power industry. We have 104 reactors in 31 states. 20% of our energy is nuclear. The administration wants to build 20 new power plants, nuclear power plants, in the next 20 years or so. They're going to have some tough times. I do think that nuclear power is important. It emits no greenhouse gas emissions, so it's not a pollutant. But there's some safety issues that, because of this accident, are going to have to be addressed. I think in any future plants, we got to be careful about building any new facilities in seismically active areas. We've got to be sure that containment vessels are built very strongly in earthquake-prone areas. And we have to look at the 31 plants that use similar technology to the ones that have been used in Japan. But I think the main message in our nuclear energy policy is we have to continue it, but it has to be done carefully. We should use this time for a pause, a timeout, not a moratorium, but to make sure that we learn some lessons from what's happened here in Japan.
And Jim Woolsey, let me turn to you. If you were still running the CIA, would you believe everything that we're hearing coming out of the Japanese administration about what's going on with these nuclear plants, or would you be suspicious the situation might be worse than we're being told?
Well, you never believe everything you're hearing, but we don't spy on the Japanese. They're friends and allies, so most of our information is going to come from them. I think the security aspects of this that are the most interesting is that this may begin to move the world somewhat away from nuclear power. I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think natural gas can, to a great extent, take its place with the new gas shale extraction, assuming we can do it in an environmentally sound way. But nuclear power has been a pathway for several countries to develop nuclear weapons. Under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, once you have a nuclear power plant, you can get into enriching uranium or reprocessing plutonium. It's what the North Koreans have done. It's what the Iranians are doing. It's what other countries have done. And so nuclear power plants are something of a proliferation machine, and that's a very serious problem. I think that demand for nuclear power in places like Egypt and Saudi Arabia is going to continue. The reason they would get into nuclear power is not really because they want it for electricity, but because they want an excuse to match Iran's nuclear program. And so I see this as a slowdown for nuclear power, and I don't think that that is a bad thing. We ought to be very careful how and where we build nuclear power plants in the future.
All right, so there are two points of view. We'll certainly be encouraging your point of view here. 800-510-8255. They're pretty heartwarming stories coming out of Japan. There are, as suggested here, three or four different threads for conversation, but the nuclear thing seems to get everybody all hepped up, and in my opinion, unnecessarily so. I've been listening to a lot of the discussions on talk radio and talk television. It sounds to me like there's a lot of ignorance there. From Fox News, Bill Hemmer, speaking to Jay Lehrer, science director at the Heartland Institute. He believes a lot of the concern over these reactors has been overblown, as usual, by the news media.
Panic over the possibility of radiation leaking into the air and possibly making its way across the Pacific to American soil. Is that even possible? Jay Lehrer is science director for the Heartland Institute with me now. You have one comment to our audience, and that is this. Everyone needs to calm down. Why?
Because it's virtually impossible that any radiation could move from Japan to the United States and have a negative impact. In fact, the entire horrible situation with the nuclear reactors in Japan is not going to add significantly to the problems of the earthquake and the tsunami. We only have to look at the worst nuclear disaster in history. That was Chernobyl, where there was no containment structure. It blew up. In the end, 10 years later, when all the facts were in, there were less than 10 fatalities from that explosion. Only people right near the plant were affected by the radiation. 1,000 people got leukemia. 998 were cured. There were absolutely no effects whatsoever of the radiation that moved downrange hundreds of miles as was predicted. It was predicted that tens of thousands of people would get cancer, their children would be affected, and so on. This never happened. This is not an atomic bomb, and people don't understand. A nuclear reactor is something very different than an atomic bomb, and the radiation that right now is coming out is being released to reduce pressure in these areas so that the containment vessel is not breached. Likely, they will not be breached. The meltdown may continue to its end point, which would be like Three Mile Island, where it all melted. It sunk to the ground. It melted 5/8 of an inch into a 5-inch steel structure at the bottom, and that was the end of it, and there were no health impacts. There are horrible, horrible problems in Japan, and the stress that this is creating is unwarranted, unnecessary.
It is amazing. It's absolutely amazing how we fall for this ruse from the news media over and over and over again. The headlines in the New York Times and the L.A. Times this week focusing on the disaster and horror, and none of this stuff is going to come across the Pacific, first of all. And there are 15 people in the hospital, I think, at the moment with serious injuries. So the real focus ought to be helping these people get out of the horrible mess that has been created by the tsunami, and not so focused on the political aspects of as the gentleman just said, Chernobyl was one thing, this is another. And we'll have a little bit more from this conversation, Hemmer's conversation with Jay Lehrer, in a moment. On the countdown, it's 14 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk television and radio, the energy behind all this discussion, the comparisons, if you will, between Japan and Chernobyl. Here we were excerpting some of what Bill Hemmer on Fox had conversationally with Jay Layer, science director at the Heartland Institute, talking about the differences here between the two circumstances in Japan and Chernobyl.
The Chernobyl situation, that design, frankly, built by the Soviets, was a mess to begin with. And the fallout from Chernobyl, what wasn't known for weeks, if not months, if not years after that. But what we have in the last 24 hours is an explosion in one reactor, a fire in another, and that's what leads to the human drama, because we do not know what's going to happen next. And knowing that we have not been here at this point yet in Japan, how can you safely say that this will not lead to anything we have seen before and the people in that area will be okay?
I can safely say that, having studied Chernobyl inside and out, understanding the way air disperses radiation, understanding the reactions that are going on in there and what is escaping and what isn't escaping, I can say with great certainty that this panic has been horribly overblown. I mean, I can't say that a few people will not have some radiation problems. I can't say that there won't be a single fatality. I can say that it will be minimal, and the fear mongering that is going on and provoking worse stress than already exists in this horrible disaster is unwarranted, because people do not understand what a nuclear power plant is, and I fault the nuclear industry for not, for the last 20 years, explaining what a nuclear power plant is, so people should not be living in fear.
Are you saying the Japanese did a good job of the construction here with the containment walls and trying to withstand a 9.0 earthquake followed by a tsunami, back-to-back disasters?
I am saying they did a good job 40 years ago. This is a 40-year-old plant. It's been upgraded. It's been improved. It was prepared for an 8.2 earthquake. This was a 9.0. They did the best they could under the circumstances, and they're doing an amazing job now in spite of all the things that are failing.
Now, Jay, you say the biggest concern is bodies washing from the sea onto shore. You believe that's a greater issue than what we're watching now with the nuclear plant. Why?
Oh, my God. By a factor of 100, I think that is a greater issue. The sickness and loss of life that may result from the nuclear power plant problems, which I think will not result, are minuscule compared to what we're witnessing.
All this drama is foolish when it comes to the nuclear thing. The focus ought to be on helping the people who have been washed away, in essence. Their families washed away, their homes washed away, their lives washed away. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Searching for some meaning in the nuclear crisis. Headline, nuclear crisis worsens. Hello, it's not worsening at all. At least it isn't. I mean, there are certainly things there that have to be dealt with. But this continual pounding away when other things are being ignored, like helping these people that need to get their lives back. Pretty damned irresponsible. Here's radio host Joe Crummy talking to correspondent Hamish McDonald, who's a reporter for a network in Australia. He's in Japan, gives a first-hand account of what he sees there.
Tell me about what you saw up in Sendai. I know that's a different region from Tokyo. I was hoping I could talk to somebody who's actually been in these areas where we see these unbelievable pictures. Tell me what you saw in Sendai.
Yeah, sure. We've only just left, and that's really because of the nuclear threat. Our network was taking the position that it was probably time for us to get out after that latest explosion of the nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, just as an example, we spent this morning in a town called Minomi Sanriku, which is about 2 hours drive north of Sendai. It's one of the towns that was hardest hit. Its population was 17,000 people. They believe that 10,000 people are dead. You know, we walked in there this morning down the valley. We had to park a few k's out of town because the roads are so mangled. And as we walked in, it was like walking into some kind of nuclear wasteland. There was just not a person in sight. Everything in our path had been destroyed. There was steel girders that had been twisted around, bent over double. There was barely a building standing. The only thing you saw were these sort of black crows screeching across the sky from time to time and swooping down and picking at the debris. There was just the kind of detritus of an entire town that had been lifted up by this enormous wave and dumped further inland.
How long was this area underwater? Does anybody talk about that? Was it underwater for an hour, 2 days, a day? How long was it actually covered with water?
To be honest, it's a good question, but it's not one that I've managed to get to the bottom of. We met very few people that survived this. You know, there is not many people there to tell the story of what went on. I mean, we found a guy that was there looking for his parents. He lives elsewhere. And he was coming there hopeful that he might find them. But I have to say, you know, I'm not hopeful on his part. We met a young teenage boy who was there with his grandmother. His mother had been working in the hospital at the time the wave swept through, and he was determined to come looking for her. But, you know, I think, again, for him, it didn't look good. There was a woman that we met who was driving her car when the wave came in. It picked her car up, swept it inland, and she finished perched inside the front room of somebody's level 3 apartment. The person that owned the apartment came and smashed the window and pulled her out. So she was incredibly lucky to survive. She took us to where her house had once stood. It had been ripped from the foundations. It's just, I mean, to be honest, you know, if 17,000 people were there originally and 7,000 people survived, I think that's a miracle. I can't really see or understand how anybody was able to withstand the force of what came through. We saw one house that had actually been lifted up entirely by the wave and dumped on top of another building. So you saw one building with a house sitting on top of it. It was, you just couldn't really believe what you were seeing in a way.
Yeah, I think that's the story here, don't you? 800-510-8255, the poll at DougStephan.com. Who needs our help more, Japan or Libya? Japan got 38% of the input in a positive way, Libya 20%, and 42% of you said we ought to stop helping other countries and take care of ourselves. The queen of cheap at DougStephan.com has a way for you to get free calls and text messages to Japan, to and from Japan. You want to check it out at DougStephan.com.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil congestion relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better.
Much.
New Advil congestion relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. and begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Talk radio coast to coast. The Japan situation, the debate, the discussion ongoing, that's what we're focused on here. The things you need to know in order to have an intelligent discussion, a handle on the situation. By taking excerpt from various radio and television programs and then your calls as we have time. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen looking at the situation, getting away from the usual death and destruction, the horror in the headlines. There's a story about a baby who was among a number of corpses, soldiers going door to door, pulling bodies from homes flattened by the earthquake. And then they heard a baby's cry and they dismissed it at first and then they heard it again. They made their way into the debris, carefully removed fragments of all kinds of building products and glass, that sort of thing. They saw a 4-month-old baby girl in a pink woolen bear suit. The tidal wave had swept away this girl from her parents. When the tidal wave hit their home, the parents, both of whom survived the disaster, took refuge in a wrecked home. They worried that their girl was dead, and in fact, her discovery, one of those miracles, one of the great stories coming out of Japan. You can find out more about USAID and how you can help the relief efforts, should you choose to, in Japan at DougSteffen.com as well. Back to the radio and Greg Jarrett on his program and talking to Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois about the Navy response to the earthquake, our Navy's response.
What is the U.S. response at this point?
The U.S. Responded, especially with the naval forces centered on the USS Ronald Reagan, to provide relief to northern Japan that suffered from the earthquake, tsunami, and then the partial meltdown of two nuclear reactors at the Fukushima site. We had a second explosion last night. I think the Secretary of Defense has wisely backed the USS Ronald Reagan off because she did suffer a slight partial contamination last night with a couple of sailors that had to be decontaminated. And the Seventh Fleet has rightly pulled the Reagan off the near proximity to these two stricken reactors to clean up the ship.
That is very serious. I did not know that the contamination had spread that far. I thought the containment buildings at least the one reactor had held, meaning that the radiation had not spread that far. That means it spread quite a ways.
That's right. We'll be monitoring now a radioactive plume that will be leaving Fukushima with prevailing winds that generally move towards the east. Right now, I expect that radioactive particles would be moving at least tens of miles into the Pacific Ocean. Early concerns are that we're expecting some weather in the area and snow. And it would be a humanitarian set of problems that would very much complicate what Japan faces. If the wind shifts to the south, that would then mean that we could have some radioactivity impacting the Tokyo metropolitan area. This is the largest metropolitan area on the planet with about 30 million people in it.
One of the things that Americans don't realize about Japan, if you've not been there, is how the proximity, how closely everybody lives together. I remember in a state the size of California, there are, I think it's 74 million people. It's just everybody lives on top of one another. So it makes circumstances like this that much more difficult to deal with. I'm looking at a headline, workers briefly abandon Japan nuclear plant as crisis worsens. And the story, the body of the story, doesn't tell you the same story. What it suggests is that after radiation levels surged in one of the plants, and one person who was there says this situation is spiraling out of control. Kind of reminds me of a scene, Fred Dalton Thompson, who was the admiral on the ship during the hunt for Red October. One of the planes crashes on the side of the deck, and he says, something about this thing before we can get a hold of it, it'll get out of control, and then things are taken care of. There is certainly a problem with this facility. It's crippled, shut down, and the weather may blow some of this horrible stuff that's in the air down toward Tokyo. But they were in, they were out. The radiation problem was understood, and then apparently they put people back in there. But this hysteria is really, I used the word foolish before, it's kind of, listening to the drumbeat of some of these people, almost deafening. You'd think that the world was coming to an end, for God's sakes. 800-510-8255. We get time to get some of your calls in a few minutes. Let's get a few more folks who have been on the radio talking about this as we survey all these stations around the country. Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong host a program, and they talked here to Jill Schlesinger from CBS, who talks about the intelligent impact, I mean, with intelligence, that's my bracket here. The events in Japan are going to have some impact on the markets right now, and here's that explanation.
Wall Street's been relatively calm about these recent world crises. Any reason to think that what's happened now, two big events in Japan, will have any considerable impact on the market?
Well, I think it'll have an impact. I'm not sure what it is. We know there's a significant impact in Japan, where the stock market there dropped 6.2% in the first day of trading after the earthquake, and 7.5% if you look at their broader stock index. All car companies stopping production, so that's going to have an effect. Obviously, life insurance companies down, and the power plants. My goodness, Tokyo Electric Power, that's the one that owns and operates the nuclear power plant that was affected, was down almost 24%. So, Japan's the third largest economy in the world. It's going to have an effect, although I will tell you that the European markets are sort of mixed right now. The U.S. markets look down a little bit, but not a lot. So this is likely to be much more contained within Japan itself.
Jill, products like wheat and oats and corn, even oil, were down last week. Any longer-term concern there?
I don't know if it's a concern. It's almost like a relief because those markets have been skyrocketing. A lot of people concerned about food inflation. To some extent, this is probably a normal reaction that, is there going to be a pullback in demand? Is there, are people seeing something where we're peaking, and maybe the Japanese earthquake, Craig, actually brought that to light, that, you know, how much wheat and corn is really being consumed, how much is it speculative. We even see oil down a couple of dollars in the pre-market, down under $100. I think that's because the idea here is that, gee whiz, maybe some of these things we were really worried about, the spread of contagion in the Middle East, isn't going to happen. So some of the speculative frenzy is coming out of these markets right now.
You know, it's very, very interesting, and this bears what I've heard over the years about the government in Japan. I'm laughing because this looks like something, a story we'd read here in America about how the public doesn't trust their government. And since the end of World War II, as things changed over there, and they became a modern progressive, as the lady suggested, third largest economy behind the U.S. and China. But the people who are leaving Tokyo, and they are leaving in droves, not just Tokyo, but wherever you can get out of the country, most foreigners are getting out, anybody who works there, out. But you read, you listen to the things that are coming from the government, and then you read or you hear some of the stories coming from the people who are coming out of there, leaving Japan, and you know the government is lying to the people about the radiation levels, about how bad the problems are up there with infrastructure. The government there has never been very trustworthy, and the government isn't any there. Again, we talk about our government. It appears to be one of the things, just government leadership is bad there as it is here, which is pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. In a moment, let's see here. Let's get one more talk host in, and then we'll start taking your calls at 800-510-8255 about, first of all, whether you believe the government there or our news media. Who do you believe and not believe? I guess maybe that's the question. And do you think we'll be impacted here in terms of our health? And then when you look at sort of the good news, the suggestion just there, oil's gone down almost $5 a barrel, and the prices are already beginning to come down some. So if there's anything good coming out of this, it may be the release of pressure on the commodities markets. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown at 17 before the hour.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Pro Plan Shredded Blends dog food in 34 and 35-pound bags. Save $10 on all 6 packs of new flea and tick products from Advantage 2 and Canine Advantage 2. And select Tetra Fish are $1 each. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. From the newsroom, many of the stories that are coming out, very interesting, and there are all kinds of things you can do to help. We have those stories and follow-up. If you follow us on Facebook or go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the overview of where to go. I don't recommend that you send any money to the Red Cross, but find or save the children or the Salvation Army. But there are probably things that are going on through your religious organization, if you have one. There is an organization called Shelter Box. You might want to check them out. Meanwhile, in the Michigan, host Gary Allen talks to automotive analyst Mike Wall about how these events there in Japan are affecting our automobile industry.
What's the impact? I mean, if we can't get the Hondas and the Toyotas and what have you, and some of the parts, what's the impact?
Yeah, what we're going to see here probably pretty shortly is we're going to see those vehicles that are traditionally imported, like the Prius and some other fairly popular vehicles, Infiniti vehicles and so forth, they're going to be very short stocks on dealership floors. That's the first impact. Next impact is really the component side. You've kind of touched on it. We do have some transmissions that are imported here to the North American market for installation in vehicles, and even just general components that might come out of Japan. You know, Toyota imports about 20% of their parts that are built, that are put in vehicles built here in North America. So they're certainly looking at that right now as well.
So we could see an impact then, a financial
impact. I think we could. Yeah. The biggest concern for us is the condition of the infrastructure and the ports over in Japan right now. I mean, there was so much devastation. The vehicle assembly plants were relatively unscathed, but it's everything else in terms of trying to get those parts and those vehicles to the North American market.
All right, what about the used car prices in this country then? Will we see those increase?
Well, I think there's going to be a chance for that. I think there's going to be some upward pressure on that. When you look at the Prius as a good example, you know, dealers are going to be scrambling to get those vehicles where we've got gas prices, you know, north of $3.50. It's becoming an ever more popular vehicle. Dealers are going to start trotting out as many vehicles as they can get, whether they be used or just trying to find them and wherever possible to satisfy customer demand.
Any idea, Mike, as to when there'll be some semblance of normalcy there?
Boy, that is the million-dollar question right now. You know, we've got to get the power situation, the power grid situation figured out. I think after this week, we'll have a better handle at least on what the automakers can do. Are they going to look at air freighting some parts or anything and everything to try to at least maintain the stable supply of the components and then moving on towards the vehicle side? So I think we'll get a better handle on it, but, you know, as you see with the news even today, we're still trying to get a handle on the nuclear reactor situation and everything else going on over there.
Well, you know, that's got to help the big three. You know, if you can't get the Prius, that's got to help maybe the Chevy Volt or the Nissan Leaf or whatever.
You know, I think it will help. It'll certainly help the Detroit 3 on that front in terms of some of their more mainstream vehicles. However, you look at Ford with the Fusion Hybrid, they're getting their batteries from Japan as well. So at the end of the day, the more standard vehicles, you know, regular Fusion, the Chevy Cruze, those type of vehicles, I think they will benefit at the dealership level.
All right, so more speculation. If I were buying a car now, I wouldn't buy a Japanese car. I probably wouldn't buy one anyway, but certainly not now. There are a lot of people in Japan without food, without water, without power, and that's what will the trickle-down effect of that and how people are living their lives will impact what they're able to export. But Toyota and Honda, some of these other companies, they do make the cars, they scratch, may assemble the cars in America, but their parts, as the suggestion was there, 30, 40% of them or more come from Japan. So if you're buying a car, go buy something other than Japanese. I think that'd be the recommendation. 51 passed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
M.E.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And pretty much it's wall-to-wall discussion about Japan and the nuclear situation. Could a similar disaster happen here? That question is asked over and over again. Those of us who live in California, either full-time or part-time, there is a lot in the news media suggesting we ought to shake and quake here because it's going to happen sooner or later. You've watched some of these press conferences. I thought it was interesting, the president defending nuclear energy. And at the beginning of this hour, you heard from Harry Reid suggesting, hey, listen, come on, take a breath of fresh air. Will you please calm down for a little bit? Michael calls the countdown from Olympia, Washington. I understand you're a chemical engineer, sir.
The Chernobyl nuclear power plant is not a good thing to compare with United States-designed power plants because the Chernobyl power plants use a thing called positive coefficients, whereas we use a negative coefficient in the water reactor. That means that as the water gets warmer, it's less effective at slowing down thermal neutrons, and therefore it's less effective at causing fissions. So when our reactors heat up, they tend to shut down. So that's a big difference. The Soviet Chernobyl reactor was totally the opposite, and it went into fast flux reaction. And it's a totally different design. And those of you who are out there talking about Chernobyl being a problem compared to us just are ignorant of the fact. What you need to understand about a meltdown is this. If you took a straw and loaded that up with sugar crystals, and then you took and put a couple of drops of water in there and let it dry out, you would see what would happen is those crystals would do what you call agglomerating. Now, that's what a meltdown is, and it's a big deal for the utility, but it's not a big deal to the public. What the agglomeration of the uranium oxide pellets means is you no longer have predictable reactor physics, And that is why you need to replace those fuel rods. And it's nothing much more than that. What you're seeing now is a high temperature reaction over there in Japan of the zirconium cladding fuel rods and the zirconium oxides reacting with the steam, and you're getting a hydrogen going out, and you've got reactivity that's associated with the radiation that has gone through that steam, and then you have the explosion. And we have containment around that whole thing still. It's a very, very minimal exposure the public is going to have from this, in spite of all the terrible things you're seeing in the press. And the big thing that I worry about the press saying is that it's a ticking time bomb. It can't become a bomb. Even if the thing completely melts into a pool in the bottom of the reactor, you cannot achieve a critical volume to mass ratio that is necessary for an atomic bomb.
I know. Thank you, sir. That's a very helpful. Michael in Washington worked on a reactor and a nuclear submarine, worked in nuclear power plants. A great explanation as to why we'll never have a Chernobyl-like event here. These are not atomic bombs. This is foolishness. This is craziness. Another Three Mile Island is the headline. You see that? These news reporters trying to go back to 1979 where nobody was killed and, matter of fact, not much damage was done. It's just this whole hysteria. Why do people want to get that stirred up about something that doesn't really even affect you here? It might, if you have a power plant, somebody silly enough to build it near a fault, then maybe you ought to take a look at that. John's calling from New York with a thought on nuclear power.
If you factor in the amount of fossil fuel it takes to extract uranium, process it, install it, build the infrastructure of these plants, maintain them, nuclear power is a net loss. And regarding to Three Mile Island, they said there were no loss of lives. Well, Dr. Sternglass did an investigation of the hospital records from the maternity wards after the Three Mile Island disaster a couple of years, and there was excess of thousands of miscarriages in the hospitals downwind from Three Mile Island. So nuclear power is a disaster. Newt Gingrich was quoted a few days ago on saying we had to go with smaller nuke plants. Well, I wonder who's paying his salary to lobby for these things. As Michio Kaku said, who's probably the leading nuclear physicist in this country, if not the world, fission nuclear power is a disaster. The pollution is here for eternity. We just can't go with this technology.
Now, there's a question about that, and that does make sense to ask questions about it, but getting this hysteria calmed down is an important thing to do for the national and world news. That's the story in this hour of the Countdown. Doug Steffen here at 59 past.